Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back in black. Good morning. The Lions. John Black is back. Party last night. New uniforms are out. We're going to talk about it. Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. Welcome in on a Fri-yay, as Heather says.
I don't actually say it, but I do type it.
Okay. Yes, yes. Fri-yay.
I don't think I've ever walked in and said, hey, Fri-yay.
Fro-yo.
I'll take some Fro-yo on Fri-yay.
I would, too. I would right now. It's a great way to start the day, too. We start Friday with a little back in black. Obviously, we're playing it because of the Lions uniforms, but I kind of like starting the day that way. Kind of gets me fired up a little bit.
They're calling them the Motor City Muscle jerseys. The black uniforms, black pants or blue pants, with a blue helmet and the black Lion logo.
Yeah.
That's the biggest change. The home jerseys got a makeover. Road jerseys maybe less so. But the new uniforms are out for the Detroit Lions. And we'll be taking people's reactions for a good chunk of the show today. 248-539-9797. You can tell by the joy, though. John, I love them.
I'm a big fan, too. And everything that Chris Villar had in his update about Detroit on the front, I love it that the city is out there. I'm not a big fan. I'll say this: the one thing I don't like is the black and the blue pants. I like black on black, and then after that, and then the helmet with the black lion, I think looks badass. That to me, come out with that and. It's going to set the tone. Dan Gamble talks about an attitude and just, you know, setting the tone when you walk out of the locker room. That will certainly help do it.
The biggest compliment I can pay to the uniforms are they're cool not because the Lions are winning. They're cool because they're cool. The black Lion logo on a blue helmet makes it so they can go blue pants. I'm with you. I prefer the black pants with the black jersey. I think that's the better look. But they have options, and they can go with the blue pants because of the blue helmets and kind of pull it all together.
Yeah.
And the idea of bringing black back into the Lions organization, it was previously used during some dark days, the Millen days. They went 15-33 over three seasons where black jerseys were part of the repertoire. But I love that this organization goes, we aren't going to be defined by the past. They've shown time and time again, John, they've proved it does not matter what the Lions' past was, the losing, the connotation with black jerseys in the Lions. We don't care. Dan Campbell has had black hats with the word grit on it from nearly the jump.
Yeah.
He wears a lot of black. He wanted these black uniforms. So anybody who's like, well, I don't know how to feel about it. Campbell's been stumping for him for years. And the line from Rod Wood yesterday was,
win a division.
It's your reward for winning a division.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it. I love that they've brought those back. I like the home jerseys now with the white numbers. They pop. They cleaned up the busyness on the sleeves with all the stripes. They're still there, but it's not as busy. They look crisp. They look clean.
And that's probably what I like about it as well. You know, and the blue jersey, it, you want to talk about clean. Like the black one has the Lions on the front and the white one has Detroit on the front. The blue one just looks classic. To me, with the white letters or white numbers, and from a broadcast standpoint, you could see the letter or the numbers a heck of a lot better. So that makes a difference, you know, for the guys in the booth. And I think it'll make a difference for the fans, too, because you could just – we get to know our team so well that when you see a Lee McNeil run onto the field, you don't have to see the numbers. because you understand, like, that's his body. That's the way he runs. That's the way he moves. And same with Aiden Hutchinson or Jared Goff. I mean, you're not going to mistake Jared Goff for anybody with speed. So, but if you're watching a game, when the numbers pop on the screen like that, I just think it makes it more a more pleasurable watch. And then the blue ones, like I said, they just to me seem very classic and clean, I think, is a perfect term that you talked about.
They took away those silver numbers on the home jersey.
Yeah.
Silver's still part of the uniform, but it's more of an accent color, as it should be. The all gray or the silver, I much prefer what they did last night. And the jerseys got leaked out during the day, but the full top to bottom was unveiled last night for fans at Ford Field, and then everybody sharing it on social media. So I would imagine you've seen it. I know this isn't a visual medium radio. I'd imagine most of you have seen it. And I saw a lot of people excited, and I saw some pushback. Like, some people just don't like black jerseys. They think it's played out. They don't think it's Detroit Lions colors. I've seen people say, yes, thank you, Stoney. Come on. I've heard people say they're not different enough. I've heard people saying just win.
Those jerseys, yes.
They're bringing back those. 248-539-9797. We would love to know what you think of the uniforms. Honolulu blue, white, and yes, the colored jerseys as well. What's up?
Heather, I would love to get your opinion.
I love them.
All three versions.
What I like you, all three.
And the helmet with the black stripes, the black lion.
I love it. I mean, I really like everything. They're not that different.
No, they're not. They're subtle changes. Yeah, different, black's different, but all those changes are very subtle.
Very subtle, so there's nothing like, whoa, they've really ruined something or changed something.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I love that helmet. I love the blue helmet. I think they look great. I'm a fan.
Yeah, the blue helmet, black face mask.
Yeah.
And then obviously the blue face mask on their normal helmet. And then they compare that with the helmet that they wore last year, the elongated lion.
You realize too subtly, the home and road jerseys, not the black jerseys with the black face mask. There's a blue face mask now.
Right.
And I like the blue face mask. It seemed like everybody was having a good time last night.
It really did. And there was a buildup. Some could say, well, the buildup to a uniform reveal is too much. Okay, then ignore it.
I don't
care. I thought it was fun. It gave us something. Okay, we had the wings. Wings are done. And now what do we have? We have the Tigers. Well, the Tigers, we're trying to figure out what the Tigers are. Mm-hmm. And we're all kind of somewhat captivated, but somewhat bored by pitching duels. But this was just something fun in the offseason.
The idea that you would be surprised or upset that the NFL chose to make a big deal out of something that is relatively small, uniforms. Are you new here? We do parties for the schedule release. There's going to be an event less than a week away in Detroit where all they're going to do is read names. Think about it. We're going to have nearly 500,000 people in the footprint. Drafts get at least 250,000 people in the footprint for effectively someone to read names at a podium.
Yeah.
The NFL is king. They get every single drop of excitement they can find. And the Lions are no different. Other teams have unveiled uniforms in this offseason, in this month. And I think the Lions stack up as well as anybody that's unveiled anything new right now.
Yeah. They spend a week promoting and airing a workout, the combine.
The combine is televised. This guy's running 40-yard dashes and cone drills. I mean, come on, guys. Why are we making a big deal of the uniforms? Are you new here?
Yeah, it's fun. It's more fun now because we have a chance to celebrate a good team. So every time we have a chance to do something a little bit different, tweak something going into next year, It's another moment where we get a chance to celebrate a good team, and we don't have to sit there and go, oh, how are they going to disgrace this uniform? This is a moment where we can look back, and hopefully we'll look back and say, hey, do you remember in that Campbell and Holmes era, when they unveiled the blue face mask and the black jerseys and the black lion on the helmet?
You used the word era. I think that's part of this too. Those old uniforms that they wore were synonymous with Quinn and Patricia. They were unveiled, I believe, 2017.
Right.
The Quintricia era. So the all-gray pajamas that they would wear and the jerseys that they wore were synonymous with a couple of bozos. Now, Campbell came in and Holmes came in and they cleaned it up and they made memories in those jerseys at the end. But now it's time as you fully usher in the Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, grit, Detroit Lions, back in black with the jerseys. They're ready to go. And I'm on board with it. I think everybody, for the most part, loves these. But I do want to hear from dissenters today. If you just can't get down with the black uniform, if you don't think the changes were enough, maybe you wanted more dramatic home and road jerseys and uniforms, let us know. And yeah, if you think they're the Carolina Panthers now, we've seen those as well. We'll address that. 248-539-9797. They're not the same jerseys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.